Of the E-Town Radio Network.
You're listening to the original Radio Free Santa Fe.
KBAC, Las Vegas, Santa Fe.
Here we go. You guys know what that means by now. It is time for Out of the Vault. Eric Davis is here behind the mic, bringing you all kinds of obscurities, rarities, and fun stuff on the radio. Today's show is all about DJs and the radio. We got some interesting things here. I'm going to start off with the song here. The song's called American Pie. You guys all know it. Big Don McLean hit. But back in the day, Mott the Hoople used to open their shows with this. They had a song called The Golden Age of Rock and Roll, and they would use this as kind of a little intro. And the reason I'm playing it, besides the fact that they talk a little bit about it, they're singing about the day the music died. The day the music died is that 1959 plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper. Now, the Big Bopper, whose real name was Giles Perry Richardson Jr., J.P. Richardson, was a DJ before he released this novelty single. So he passed away also, but there's a history of DJs joining bands. Jay Giles' band, Reverend Pete, Peter Wolf, their lead singer was a DJ before he got in the band. But anyway, we're just kind of opening up the show with something a little interesting, and then we'll go into some fun stuff for you. Out of the Vault, right here, 98.1, Radio Free Santa Fe.
Still remember how that music used to make me smile. And we knew if we got a chance that we could make the people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made us shiver with every paper we delivered. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't face one more step. Oh, I can remember if I cried when they told me about his widow bride. But something touched me here inside the day. The music died. Or did it?
Turn him into a company man. You can't turn him into a whore. And the boys upstairs just don't understand anymore. Well, the top brass don't like him talking so much, and he won't play what they say to play. And he don't want to change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. With some folks say that hang him so high, cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ.
Big time. W-A-N-T, just to find what the people W-A-N-T, just to find what the people W-A-N-T, just to find what the people W-A-N-T.
One Radio's Free Santa Fe, you know that one. That was the Wall of Voodoo doing the song Mexican Radio. They wrote, performed it, and that came off their 1983 album, Call of the West. Mark Germino and the Sluggers, Rex Bob Lowenstein, loved that song since the day I heard it. Got to meet Mark, spent some time with him when I lived in Nashville. That song came out in 1991 from his CD Radar Town. Tom Petty, The Last DJ, kind of a historical song there, all kinds of interesting stuff. It came out in September 2002 as the lead single from their album of the same name. The song was banned by many stations owned by Clear Channel Communications. Boo, Clear Channel for being anti-radio. Now, later in interviews, Tom Petty told Mojo Magazine that in this song, radio is just a metaphor. You know, that it's the last DJ was really about losing our moral compass, our moral center. And then he told Jim DeRogatis in a different interview, the song's about a DJ who becomes so frustrated with his inability to play what he wants that he moves to Mexico and gets his freedom back. The song is sung by a narrator who's a fan of the DJ, and I enjoyed that one very much. Top of the show, Mata Hoopoe, American Pie. You know, that was written by Don McLean and it appeared on his American Pie album. This particular version, this live version, came from the collection, The Ballad of Mata, retrospective. That was released in 93, but the song was recorded probably around 1972 at the Eurus Theater in New York. We're going to take a little break. I still got plenty more music up ahead. Eric Davis here, Out of the Vault, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Honey Harris and the Big Show takes the best of Santa Fe Best Radio Show for 2012. Thank you to all Radio Free Santa Fe listeners and reporter readers for voting for our honey.
I'm so excited. I just got my scores from testing last month. Our school tested 2 grades above grade level based on the Massachusetts assessments.
Wow, I can't wait to tell my mom and dad. They're going to be so proud. Santo Niño Catholic School has really helped me exceed my goals.
I will be preparing for next year by reading a lot this summer. Our accelerated reading and math program has prepared us for next school year.
We are now accepting 3-year-olds to 6th grade. Please call 424-1766.
Alpine Sports is where you'll find your back-to-school specials. This weekend, take advantage of the annual New Mexico Gross Receipts Tax Holiday and send your kids back to school in style. All summer clothes are up to 50% off, selected footwear up to 40% off, and a new selection of Patagonia for men, women, and juniors, 10% off. Alpine Sports carries a large selection of backpacks, too, from famous brands like Patagonia, Osprey, and Arc'teryx. Stop by Alpine Sports this Friday through Sunday and take advantage of the sale and the tax-free weekend. Alpine Sports, 121 Sandoval, free parking.
CuttingEdge505.com. You are the proud owner of a magnificent European automobile and insist on affordable quality care with maximum performance. Cutting Edge Automotive in Santa Fe specializes in the repair and maintenance of European cars. Cutting Edge Automotive's qualified technicians use the latest technology and the best parts to keep your European car running superb. Cutting Edge Automotive, on the web at cuttingedge505.com. Cutting Edge Automotive, affordable quality care.
Tick, tick, tick. I'm the Office Depot stopwatch. Going back to school? We save you time. Depot time. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is tax-free weekend. That's no state sales tax on qualifying purchases of computers and school supplies at Office Depot. Tax-free. Oh, I love it. And Office Depot is open Friday till midnight with bonus savings. School time is depot time. Limitations apply. See store for details.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Fungible items,
but at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
I got up this morning and realized how lucky we all are to live in this great city of Santa Fe. We have spectacular culture, marvelous history, 400 years, fabulous food, wonderful weather and views to die for, a diverse society and mostly friendly people. This is Paul with Hotel Santa Fe, the Hacienda and Spa, wishing you all a great and wonderful day. Bueno, bye.
I just picked up a faint pulse beat.
98.1.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Radio Free Santa Fe.
Some days
since we were teenagers, up to that border town where the outlaw station airways, where the DJ's out of sight and his heart is so courageous, and he loves every song that he's putting on for the free and brave. So
Megan from the Last Town Chorus, and you are listening to the original Funky Fresh.
So you don't want Funky Fresh.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Boom.
still in town.
Day 1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You're listening to Eric Davis doing Out of the Vault, our weekly show of obscurities, rarities, and other neat stuff. That was Jason and the Scorchers doing Drugstore Truck Driving Man. That was off their CD, Clear Impetuous Morning. That came out in 1996. The song was written, in case you didn't recognize it, by Roger McGuinn and Graham Parsons when they were in the Byrds together, and it was released in 1969 on the Byrds album Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. And the song allegedly, or maybe not so allegedly, details a moderately unpleasant on-air exchange between Roger McGuinn and Ralph Emery, who was a DJ on one of the Nashville radio stations, when the Byrds played the Grand Ole Opry. Some of the folks didn't appreciate their long hair and their kind of scruffy clothes, that kind of hippie look, and they were playing Southern rock / country music, and they were trying to integrate that those sounds. I mean, that was kind of what Graham Parsons was all about. It was no country music, no rock music, no American music. Just, it's a blend. Music is music. And so that was not taken too well when they did it at the Grand Ole Opry. Before that, my man Bruce Springsteen, Radio Nowhere, gone out to the wife Kelly, who's also a big Bruce Springsteen freak. He had an interesting perspective on the radio there. That one came from his 2007 studio album, Magic. Before that, Pirate Radio, John Hiatt. How far do we have to go to hear that pirate radio? He wrote that one, released it on his Little Head CD, his 14th, and it came out in 1997. Top of the set, the Blasters. Love the Blasters. The Alvin Brothers did Border Radio. That's been released by a few different people in a few different ways, but this was the, I guess, original version. Dave Alvin wrote it, and it was taken from the Blasters collection, 1991, originally released on the Blasters, their first, I believe, commercially released CD in 1981. Eric Davis, Out of the Vault. Still got plenty of music ahead. Going to play some commercials and be right back at you.
Stand by. It's the great OK Getaway at OK Casino.
Are you ready?
Yeah! Choose from three amazing prizes: an $8,500 guided elk hunt, a $7,500 cruise holiday, or take the cash. $6,000 in cash.
That's amazing.
Three lucky winners choose the prize they want. 20 lucky winners will qualify for the getaway giveaway every week and win $50 bonus cash Saturdays at 2 p.m. On Labor Day, we'll pick our final 20 winners. Then put all 200 names in the drawing to pick our three OK Getaway winners. Must be 21. See Winners Club for details. So come get your share of more than $20,000 in cash and prizes this summer at the OK Hotel and Casino. And ladies, grab your BFFs, because every Sunday is now Ladies Night, and you and your girlfriends can enjoy $2 margaritas and earn double points 5 p.m. to midnight.
Wow! Thank you!
Plus, Mondays in August are fabulous 50s. If you're 50 or better, come see why Mondays are your days. OK Casino, your best bet.
Jim is not exactly a model employee. He falls asleep in meetings. His pants have food stains on them. He picks his nose in front of clients. His lunch breaks often last until 3 p.m. the following day. His cologne can make your eyes water from across the office. The email jokes he forwards are not just inappropriate, they're also illegal in 17 states. But when Jim's company switched to Crystal Springs Coffee Service, Jim couldn't get enough. He started coming in early, staying late, and working weekends, just so he could get more of the fresh brewed blends from Starbucks, Folgers, Crystal Springs, and single-serve K-Cups from Green Mountain. Jim's bosses took notice, thinking he was really working his tail off. Jim has since been promoted 6 times and is now head of finance, even though he still giggles anytime someone says asset. Crystal Springs Coffee Service. It's that good. For the best tasting coffee delivered to your office, call 822-9089 or visit crystalh2o.com.
Ascension 2012. Ancient and new codes revealed, an experiential intensive presented by GoldenDolphins.com brings you Transitions Radio Magazine with your hosts, Alan Huttner,
Elizabeth Rose, and featured guests, Paul Levy, author of Wetiko, the greatest epidemic sickness known to humanity, discloses both cause and cure from his book endorsed by Sting. Internationally renowned best-selling author, speaker, and visionary, Marianne Williamson returns, and we have spotlights on Navigating Your Future, Santa Fe Soul Foundation classes, and conversations highlighting two upcoming concerts with Suzanne Tang and Martha Reich.
Wake up with TRM, the voice and eclectic music of presence, presenting Whole Brain Radio this Sunday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. at this radio-free frequency and 24/7 on the web at the ever-expanding multi-dimensional triple W. www.transradio.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Graham, and I'd like to invite you to join me and some of my dearest and most talented colleagues for Susan Graham and Friends, an enchanting evening of arias and songs on August 4th at 8 p.m. at the incomparable Santa Fe Opera Theater. I'm delighted to reunite with Santa Fe Opera favorite and my cohort from La Belle Hélène, tenor William Burden, as well as baritone Mark Delevan, our resident sexy Italian Luca Pizzaroni, and many friends old and new. We're thrilled to be able to present this program of melodies from Mozart to Bernstein, accompanied by the amazing Santa Fe Opera Orchestra. So come out and let us serenade you al fresco. Oh, did I mention there'll be pre-concert champagne for all? For ticket information, please visit www.santafeopera.org or call 505-986-5900. We look forward to seeing you there.
All the skill and science I possess was meant for this.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
It's unbelievable.
Nothing's unbelievable if you have the nerve to experiment.
Hi, this is Val Kilmer. You're listening to the original 981 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Wait, this is the original 981 Radio Free Santa Fe? 98.1? Don't panic. It's organic, 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 organic.
This is Radio Clash.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Of course, that was Radio Clash right here on the Out of the Vault show. You know, that particular song, obviously the Clash released a single in 81. It's not really on any of their studio albums. It came out on a bunch of compilations years later. You know, it's kind of like one of them dub reggae, rap, punk, funk songs that were influenced by some old school hip hop acts from New York City like the Sugar Hill Gang and Grandmaster Flash. This particular live version was recorded November 27th, 1982. At a show in Kingston, Jamaica. Before that, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and band The Devil's Radio, written by George Harrison, originally on his CD Cloud 9 from 1987, after a five-year hiatus from his recording career. This version is from his Live in Japan CD, which came out in 1992. Okay, fair enough. Eric Davis in with Out of the Vault. Still got some music coming up ahead. Don't go anywhere. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Want to get fit and lose weight? Are you motivated by learning new skills in a supportive environment? Then join me, DJ Yon, at DKB Fitness. I'm starting boot camp, and in just 3 days a week, we'll learn to safely incorporate kettlebell, TRX, sandbags, and bodyweight exercises to get fit and lose weight. DKB Fitness boot camp is fun, challenging, and guarantees results. Call 984-9000 or visit dkbfitness.com.
DKB Fitness. Get here and we'll do the rest.
SantaFe.com is becoming the number one events and entertainment website in town. Go there now and find over 750 monthly events in full detail, including pictures, maps, audio clips, HD video, interviews, ticket purchasing info, and tons more. SantaFe.com is the best way to plan your busy week. Get your information in seconds. Tell your friends you've found the source for Santa Fe entertainment, the new SantaFe.com. It's where everyone wants to be. SantaFe.com. Live, work, play, stay. The number one entertainment site, period.
Hi, this is Michelle from the Santa Fe Art Institute, and we are so pleased to present award-winning author, blogger, and speaker Courtney Martin and design activist John Carey to offer a lecture and workshop as part of our Half-Life Patterns of Change season of visiting artists and scholars. In their August 6th lecture, Design Stories, Beginning, Middle, No End, Martin and Carey will explore the ways in which design affects the quality of life for everyday people and will make an argument for the democratization of good design, focusing on emblematic projects throughout the world that have dignified the lives of their users. Martin will also give an interactive lecture workshop on August 13th, Feminism in the New Media Landscape. Both events start at 6 p.m. in Tipton Hall. The Half-Life season explores patterns of change in social, cultural, civic, environmental, and artistic systems. For more information about this or any of the Art Institute programming, please call us at 424-5050 or visit sfai.org.
Santa Fe. It's time for Santa Fe Bandstand, your favorite free summer music festival on the plaza since 2003. Grab a lawn chair, come on down and enjoy this great community event every Monday through Thursday night at 6 p.m. during July and August. Join us down at the plaza for some of the best bands Santa Fe has ever seen, local, regional, and national. It's all free. Plus, we'll have all kinds of goodies and giveaways, including samples of Coca-Cola products, Coca-Cola, Open Happiness, and be our guest coupons from McDonald's. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Santa Fe Bandstand, free music for the whole community. For more information and a schedule of performers, please go to santafe.com/bandstand.
KBAC, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, and santafe.com are proud media sponsors of Santa Fe Bandstand. Key sponsors also include the Frost Foundation, the McCune Charitable Trust, and the City of Santa Fe.
Hi, I'm Chris Ayer, filmmaker and chair of the film department at Santa Fe University. Sponsors of the Best of Class X Award at the Santa Fe Indian Market. 3 years ago, SWIA and the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian premiered a new native arts classification for moving images, Classification X, which includes categories for narrative short, documentary short, animation short, and experimental short. With the addition this year of a new feature-length film category, Class X continues to expand in bringing native cinema to the world. Join us August 16th for the Classification X award-winning film screening at the New Mexico History Museum from 6 to 7 p.m. Admission is free and the event is open to the public. We hope you will join us August 13th through 19th to celebrate Native cinema and many other fantastic art and cultural events. The Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian and SWIA bringing Native arts and cinema to the world.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Eric Davis in with Out of the Vault. Well, believe it or not, that hour just kind of flew by. We're going to wrap it up with a couple more tracks, and I'm going to get on with the regular business of radio here today. So the last two things we're going to play. Before I get into that, I want to thank Wikipedia. A lot of this research is taken from them. Obviously, Big Ira G lets me do this show every week. Gotta always thank him. Thank the wife for giving me these Saturdays to come out and have fun. But we're gonna close out the show with a couple of really cool songs. First of all, Elvis Costello and Radio Radio. You're all familiar with that one. It was written by him. Came out on his first album in 1978. It's kind of a protest about the radio. Surprise, surprise, surprise. How much radio has power about what they broadcast and what songs were heard and what weren't. And especially, they were kind of a little sensitive to the more politically explicit sides of punk rock. Elvis exclaims, you better shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the reel-to-reel. And they don't give you any chance because they think that it's treason. A veiled reference to the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen that was pulled and banned from the airwaves when it was released. They were contemporaries back in the day. This live version was taken. It was a promo-only release, but it's called Live at the Alma Combo. It was recorded in Canada in March 78. It's come out since on a few real releases. And the last song of the day, Roadrunner by Joan Jett. It's a Jonathan Richman, the Modern Lover song. Talks about driving around with the radio on. Joan Jett did it on her hit list in 1997, but the original version came out in 1976. Eric Davis saying goodbye, leaving you with some great music here on Out of the Vault. See you next Saturday.
I was shooting in the shine of the light. Got dialed to it. Headed by my radio advice. Every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. Why seriously thinking about receive a winner, sits full cause it's old. The same things that I can hardly believe. I really think we're getting out of control. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna bite the hand that feeds me. I wanna bite that hand so badly. Wanna make them wish they'd never said it. Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. Everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. So the inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in our hands. There's such a lot of fools that do it. These are dies the way that you. The radio is a sign of salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. They don't give you any choice cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. What about radio? I'm a loss of radio. Radio, radio. Radio, radio. Radio, radio. Radio, radio.
Excuse me, I have a fire to stoke.
Radio Free Santa Fe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Run, 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 run. Going faster, mile an hour. Gonna ride by the stop and shop. With the radio on. I'm in love with the modern world. I'm in touch on the modern girl. New York City when it's late at night. I got the radio on. I have a roadrunner. Yeah.
to Tompkins Square Park, down by the power lines. I see all the neon and it's cold at night. Yeah, well, I got my radio on. It's so exciting here with the skyscrapers in the dark. I feel in touch with the modern world. I feel in touch, I feel alive with 50,000 watts of power. I got the
radio on.
KBAC, Las Vegas, Santa Fe.
The original Radio Free Santa Fe.